This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, June 12th, 2026. Washington Governor Bob Ferguson has issued a video message recognizing the important role that amateur radio operators play in supporting communities across the state and encouraging residents to learn more about amateur radio during ARRL Field Day later this month. During emergencies and natural disasters in Washington state, hams may provide one of the only forms of available communication, said Governor Ferguson. Field Day is a day for the public to see this communication in action with presentations and activities for all ages. And you can watch that video right now. There is a link at ARRL.org. The video was developed and produced by the Olympia Amateur Radio Society, ORS, an ARRL special service club serving the Olympia and Thurston County area. Club leaders said the goal was to create a message that radio clubs throughout the Washington area can use to help educate the public about amateur radio and encourage participation in field day activities. Several months ago, we set out to partner with Governor Bob Ferguson to produce a short but meaningful video highlighting the vital contributions amateur radio operators make to Washington residents every day, said ORS Director of Marketing and Communications Doug Grover, N7POV. We believe Field Day provides an excellent opportunity to amplify the message of amateur radio and emergency communications across our state. ORS will host its 2026 ARRL Field Day operation at Market Depot Park in Lacey, Washington, where hams will demonstrate the emergency communications capabilities, offer hands-on activities for visitors, conduct license examinations, and showcase the technical and public service aspects of amateur radio. The governor's message comes as amateurs across the U.S. and Canada prepare for ARRL Field Day. That's June 27th and 28th, 2026. For this year's Field Day, rules, resources, and a map-based locator of Field Day sites, you can visit www.arrl.org/field-day. ARRL Great Lakes Division Director Scott Yonley, N8SY, was the guest speaker at the Central Ohio Radio Club Cork's June meeting. Yonley discussed several ARRL programs and services, including the Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology, TI, which equips educators at all grade levels with tools and strategies to introduce wireless technology into their classrooms, and the ARRL Foundation Scholarship Program, which supports student radio amateurs pursuing higher education. He also highlighted the ARRL Learning Center, a membership benefit featuring an ever-growing collection of online courses, videos, and downloadable resources. You can log in with the same credentials used for the ARRL website, said Yonley. One Cork member noted, "We appreciate Scott pointing out the many services offered by ARRL, especially renewing a license." Yonley said that the ARRL can help any member who needs assistance with renewing or updating their license by contacting the ARRL VEC. He also encouraged attendees to get to know their ARRL director as a source of information and assistance. The Central Ohio Radio Club is both an ARRL-affiliated club and an ARRL special service club. ARRL Kids Day is about a week away. Kids Day 2026 will be on Saturday, June 20th from 1800 to 2359 UTC. Kids Day is held twice a year in January and June to let young people experience hands-on amateur radio and encourage their interest in obtaining a license. The event also allows active hams to share their stations and the hobby with children, scouts, church groups, or the public in as many ways as you can imagine. Some amateurs set up their equipment in a park or at a library, encouraging prospective hams to stop by, talk on the radio, and even experience Morse code. The rules are simple. Operate as much or as little as you like. You can invite the kids and their parents to your station, explain how it works, and let them take turns talking on the air. Use any frequency from 10 to 80 meters or your favorite repeater. Follow restrictions when making DX contacts, and try your first name, your age, location, and favorite color as well. And the fun doesn't stop there. Take pictures and share your experience on the ARRL Kids Day soapbox page, or mail it to contest@ARRL.org with a signed youth photo release form for publications in QST and other ARRL publications. Tell us your story. Tell us their story. All participants are eligible to receive a colorful certificate, and there is no waiting. You can download this certificate now and complete it on site with the participant's name and the date of the contact. You can now watch a featured presentation from the 2026 Dayton Hamvention Salty Waltz Portable Antenna Forum on ARRL's YouTube channel. In the session, Walt Hudson, K4OGO, demonstrates how hams can build antennas from inexpensive materials and get on the air from parks, beaches, summits, and other portable operating locations. In the 25-minute video, Hudson goes beyond construction details to explore the larger idea that antennas are tools for exploring propagation. He discusses how antenna design, takeoff angle, ground conditions, and operating location can dramatically affect results, and he encourages operators to experiment rather than rely on a single one-size-fits-all antenna. Drawing on his ARRL book, Salty Waltz Portable Antenna Sketchbook, and Salty Waltz Next Level Portable Antenna Sketchbook, Hudson shares practical, field-tested ideas for building portable antennas that are simple, affordable, and effective. Whether you're new to portable operating or just looking for fresh ideas for POTA, beach operations, or DX chasing, the presentation is packed with practical insights and real-world examples. And thanks to Hamvention for supporting this ARRL-sponsored forum. ITU Industries of Indiana, which earlier this year acquired the high-gain and Cushcraft antenna lines from MFJ Enterprises Incorporated, has now added Americron and Mirage amplifiers to its inventory. ITU CEO Dave Carpenter had previously indicated there might be other MFJ brands acquired as the company completed renovation of a closed National Guard armory on a 15-acre site in Linton, Indiana. MFJ stopped on-site production for MFJ and its sister companies May 17, 2024. Orlando Hamcation is seeking nominations for its 2027 awards, recognizing those who make outstanding contributions to amateur radio. As in past years, there are three award categories: the Gordon West Ham Ambassador of the Year, the Carol Perry Educator of the Year, and the Amateur Radio Hero of the Year. Criteria for each award and the nomination forms can be found at hamcation.com/award. Hamcation 2027 is February 12th through the 14th at the Central Florida Fairgrounds and Expo Park in Orlando, Florida. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. For about the next month, there will be a lot of special event stations on the air celebrating FIFA World Cup. They will be operating as W2C, W5C, W6C, plus many more, and then stroke something representing their city. As they will be working a lot of HF, we also have satellites. I have volunteered to operate as W5C stroke H for Houston on June 14, 17, 20, 23, 26, 29, and July 4th. I will try to hit as many FM and linear satellites as I can from about 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Central Time. If you would like more information, visit wc2026ses.org. On that site, you can volunteer to operate as well as see what stations will be on the air at what time. As we will be uploading our logs to the site, you can request QSL cards. Click on the QSL card tab and you can see many of the different QSL cards available. It will make a great collection for you, and there are many, many of them. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, on June 12th through the 13th, it's the PVRC reunion, CW phone and digital there. June 13th, the YBORARIDX contest, that's phone. June 13th as well, the Asia-Pacific Sprint, single sideband and phone. June 13th and 14th, Portugal Day contest, that's CW phone. And on June 13th to 14th also, the SKCC Weekend Sprintathon, that is CW. And remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming ARRL conventions and major events: on June 13th, it's the Knoxville Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Tennessee State Convention. That's in Knoxville, Tennessee. June 14th is the Breeze Shooters Ham Fest, computer and electronic show hosting the ARRL Western Pennsylvania Section Convention. That's in Butler, Pennsylvania. And June 19th through the 20th, it's Flagstaff Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Arizona Section Convention. That's in Flagstaff, Arizona. And you might want to save the date, June 26th through the 28th, 2026. It's Ham Radio, International Amateur Radio Exposition in Friedrichshafen, Germany. And make sure you search the ARRL Ham Fest and Convention database at www.arrl.org/hamfest to find more events in your area. The following America 250 W1AW portable activations begin at 0000 Zulu on Wednesdays and end at 2359 Zulu on Tuesdays. That's 7 days total for each activation. And here are the current activations. For June 10th, Tennessee, W1AW/4. The host is W4CMG. June 10th as well, Alaska, W1AW/KL7, with the host there, KT0W. June 17th, Arkansas, W1AW/5, with the host K5DB. Also on June 17th, Nebraska, W1AW/0. The host is KA0BOJ. June 24th, no activations for that. That's because of ARRL Field Day. And on July 8th, no activations there either because of the IARU HF contest. You can see a complete schedule at www.arrl.org, America250-WAS. And finally this week, thanks to the Nellis Amateur Radio Club in Las Vegas, Nevada, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.